Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 426 for October 22nd, 2007. Insignia's Pilot Bluetooth Player. And now, get ready for Dick. It's a brand new week and a brand new day and a brand new daily GizWiz. I sing that every Monday now.
Yeah, I know. And it's really terrible.
It doesn't get better. Well, oh well. Neither do I.
No, come on. We all get better with age.
Yes. Oh, yeah? Is that true? No.
I doubt that.
That's what old people tell themselves.
Yes,
We're not getting. I forgot what I was talking about. What is your gadget?
Our gadget of the day is from Insignia. It was via an email. Someone said, please check out the Insignia Pilot 4 GB Bluetooth MP3 player. So now I think, I don't think I know of another Bluetooth-enabled MP3 player.
No, we're seeing Wi-Fi, but we're not seeing Bluetooth.
So this is, I believe it is an exclusive through Best Buy, because I went to the Insignia
and products.com,
and it lists all the products, but when you click on them, it goes to the Best Buy website.
So it's probably a Best Buy thing.
It could be, but it's really nice. It's a 4 GB flash memory. There's also an 8 GB model. So it does MP3s, does photos, does videos, built-in Bluetooth wireless. So it does MP3 and WMA. And your favorite, OGG.
It does OGG?
It does OGG.
Wow, nothing. That's very good, actually. That shows real something.
Real something. Of course, wave files and MPEG-4.
OGG is an open source audio format, and the people who use Linux like it. So this would be suitable, I guess, for people who use Linux.
Yeah, and built in FM tuner with I think it's called RDS Data. I've never had.
Oh yeah.
A device with that before.
I have. The funny thing is so few stations use it, although more now than before.
Oh, okay. Well, the funny thing is the very first station I tuned in was using it.
Oh. So it'll tell you what song's playing and
who the artist is.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
It's really great. Has 4 preset equalizer positions.
It's funny because my Lexus has had RDS since 2001.
Interesting.
Yeah, but when I first got it, nobody used it. Now, maybe a third of the stations use it. So at least you could find out what's going on.
Oh, on my boat, I just have a magic marker. And when I know the song, I just write it on the screen.
There you go. That's simple.
Yeah, it's manual RDS.
You know, just a thought. But yes. if you used a dry erase marker, you wouldn't have to like write over the existing name.
That's great because I can see anything on the screen.
I know, it's just black.
That's excellent.
Just a thought.
It's a great thought, okay. Leo. It's a great thought.
So every once in a while, I have a good thought.
You do. Yeah. Anyway, with the features I mentioned, and you can record from the FM.
Yes.
What's your guess to the price? 4 GB. Well, now, go ahead.
Go ahead. Tell me. The video, is it not good?
The video is good. It's not great. It's not like iPhone quality.
It's not super quality.
It's not super quality, but it's certainly, you know, for a 2.4-inch screen, it's certainly acceptable.
I think the thing is it's only 4 gigs. Now, the 4 gig Nano, I think it is $150.
Okay. This is $140.
Oh, all right. So you see, they just a little bit lower.
Oh, yeah. But Leo, FM recording.
A little bit more for a little bit less.
Right. Bluetooth.
A little bit more. How big is the screen, though? I mean, I'm looking at it. It's hard to tell.
The screen is 2.4. 2.4.
Okay, that's a good size, but it looks like it's kind of a low resolution.
Yeah, it's not super high, but it, as I said, it's certainly it's good for what it is. And Bluetooth is really great. And they make
So how does that work? I don't understand.
Well, if you have Bluetooth headphones.
Oh, I get it.
What I did is I got the matching Insignia Bluetooth headphones, and I just press find on each unit, and in 1 second, on the screen of the MP3 player, it listed the headphones, the Insignia headphones, so I clicked pair, and then you can, and the headphones, the Bluetooth headphones, have also a built-in microphone.
Oh, wow.
So you can also pair these with your cell phone, assuming your cell phone is Bluetooth enabled.
And play, would you be then playing the music to your the friend on the other line?
I didn't do that part, but I assume it will cut the audio from the MP3 when it picks up the call.
Yeah. No, you could use these with those Motorocker headsets I talked about the other day.
You could.
Yeah.
You could.
That would work.
And the Bluetooth headphones are $60, $59.99. And the 8-gigabyte model, which is probably what you want to go for, is $180, $179.99.
Yeah, see, there you go. It's 10 bucks less than the iPod and the Zune.
But FM.
Well, the Zune has FM.
Oh, the Zune. I'm sorry.
The new Zune. Well, I mentioned the you're right about the iPod. This competes with the new Zune, maybe be something to look at. At the same, because it has a better screen, does do FM. I don't know if
but
it does
no Bluetooth.
I don't think it does Bluetooth. How does the Bluetooth affect the battery life?
Well, the Bluetooth, the battery life would be more in the headphone than the unit.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can. I know that you study. I know that you try to trick me.
I am. I'm trying to trick you. And if you had the choice of feeding this to a tiger. Or a silverback gorilla, which would be?
Wow. Is the tiger or the silver-toothed gorilla Bluetooth enabled?
Wrong. You'd feed it to an orangutan.
And why is that?
I don't know why. Because the orangutan won't strangle you. If you you don't feed it to any animal. That would be the
off on tangents before.
But you know what we do when we go off on a tangent?
What's that?
We play the jingle. Right back on the tangent. Wish we had a more comfortable tangent to sit on, however.
Yeah. Are you sitting on your tangent?
I am.
Are you rolling around on it?
I am. Look. Can you hear the tangent squeak?
Oh, I can. I can.
Yeah.
Okay. Dan, Richmond, Virginia writes, Dick, how can the iPod I use every day be in the gadget warehouse? This iPod is one of the ones that had battery problems, and I keep hoping it will finally die so I don't feel so guilty about buying a Nano.
Well, it's four or 5 years old now. I mean, that's...
Yeah, I know. It continues to power on day after day. It's cold, grayscale screen taunting me.
You can't buy a new one.
Dan, how about falling off the table? Falling out of a car.
Falling in the toilet.
Yeah.
You could find a way if you really, really wanted to.
You know, don't you have a kid? Give it to charity. There's got to be a way.
People complain because they say Apple makes stuff with built-in obsolescence, but here's proof positive. It's not obsolete fast enough.
No, not for this gentleman. No, well, sir. If you're a gadget person.
I have a new iPod every 3 days, practically, it seems like.
Yeah, I know.
It's not true, but it just feels that way.
No, I know. I know exactly what you're saying.
There's so many iPods, I'll open a drawer and say, oh, that's where it was.
Oh, yes!
Oh, look, there's another one. Yeah. You're multiplying.
The same with me, is that instead of changing out the SD cards,
I just
reach in the drawer and I just pick up a different MP3 player. They all have different music on them. So.
You never know which version of... what is that song? Casey and the Sunshine Band. You love that song. I know you do.
I know I do.
Make a little love. Sing a little song. Dance a little love. Get down tonight.
Yeah, that's it. I like that song.
Different Casey and the Sunshine Band song on every different MP player.
I do.
But they all sound the same. That's the funny thing. Basically, it's the same song.
I,
Yeah. With different names.
I think back then, didn't they used to have like 19 tracks and they would just take 8 of them? And,
yeah, mix and match.
Mix and match, yeah, exactly.
Hey, I'm kind of like this show. Is that what you're about to say?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I just got the new Star Wars book that you guys just put out. All the Star Wars parodies from Mad Magazine over the last 20 years.
Yeah. The last, it's 30 years of classic parodies.
Wow,
it's
30.
Mad About Star Wars. And it just came out on October 16th. Jonathan Bresman, who is an editor at Mad Magazine, wrote it. And it's kind of fun. What they did is they reproduced almost everything that we've done on Star Wars, you know, like I think four of my satires are in there and famous covers and famous Mad pieces. But they did little pullouts. The book is a little bit bigger than a Mad Magazine. And in the margins, they ran little stories about the jokes in the piece.
Oh,
my favorite
neat.
Thing is that they ran George Lucas's letter. You know, it's dated November 25th, 1980. And that's when I did the very first Star Wars takeoff called Star Wars. And we got a letter from George's attorneys that they were suing Mad.
No.
But the day before the lawyer's letter came, this came to Mad. I think there should be special Oscars awarded to Dick DiBartolo and Mort Drucker, the George Bernard Shaw and Leonardo da Vinci of comic satire. Their sequel to my sequel was Sheer Galactic Madness. Anyway, it was from George. So
that's neat.
Bill Gaines took that and wrote on the bottom of the lawyer's letters, "Gee, your boss George liked it." Yeah.
And was that the end of that?
That was, of course, that was the end of that. Yeah.
That's funny. That's funny.
It's great.
It helps to have friends in high places. You know, I think a lot of big companies, and I'm sure this is true of Lucas, they just have lawyers on retainer looking for copyright violations, and they just send out those letters all the time.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It was very funny because I just turned to – actually, the photo of the book is written by George Lucas. And he's very praising of Mad, how when he was a kid that he couldn't believe that Mad would question authority and how in a small way Mad helped him question everything. But one of the sentences here said, "I'm devoted to Usual Gang of Idiots, letting them know what a thrill it is. I bought the original artwork for one of my satires. But perhaps most importantly, I have always defended Mad Magazine from my lawyers," which is kind of fun.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes, you're right. I'm sure the lawyers probably are in a different building.
Oh, yeah.
Or probably don't even work for him directly.
No, what are they going to go ask George before they sue people? I mean, they just sent out the letters. It's not even a suit. It's just a letter.
No, exactly. Yeah. Well, you know what? If anything comes up with the gravy train, we'll have George's lawyers take care of it. harassing me.
Now, I have to say, we've talked about this before, but you know, Mad Magazine is protected. This is parody. It's free speech. And there's never been any question. There has never been a successful lawsuit against Mad Magazine, has there?
No, there never has. And Gaines, to his great benefit, there was a magazine, a very small magazine, like in the Midwest. I don't even remember the name of it. But he was reading in the Times that they had done a satire on something and were being sued. And Bill wrote them a letter and said, "Look, I see that you're a very small magazine, but you do the same kind of thing we do. Perhaps on a bigger scale we do it, but please be assured that my lawyers are at your disposal."
Oh, isn't that great?
At no cost.
Oh.
Because this thing, and Bill, I think, helped pioneer the fact that satire is an art form. And, you know, there are some ramifications. We can use logos. We can use things.
Really? You can even use logos?
We have used logos.
Wow.
I think the thing that I thought was going to end up getting us in trouble was Tommy Hilfiger, you know, fashion designer.
Yeah.
I came up with the idea. I was in Macy's one day and I was pricing his stuff, and his stuff is very expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And I back to John and I said, "How about we do a Tommy Hilfiger ad called Tommy Hilfiger?" And John said, why don't we just use his ad
and change the name
and put High Figure, and let's go back to Macy's and find out what everything cost and just put big label, price tags. And we did that, and it was the back cover.
Oh, how funny.
And we didn't hear a word. You know why? Because a lot of companies realize that they're not going to look very good.
You can't sue Mad.
If they sue something that to a lot of people is an icon, Mad Magazine.
No, you can't sue
Mad. And
Mad.
Like, we're humorless if we, you know.
Well, also, probably not a lot of Mad readers wear Tommy Hilfiger.
Well, you know, they do an awful lot of sports jackets and things.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. In fact, I saw a kid in a Tommy Hilfiger t-shirt the other day, and I thought, I actually asked him, I said, why are you advertising for Tommy Hilfiger?
Isn't that a riot, Leo? When we were kids, the companies gave you t-shirts so that you would wear their logo.
But Tommy Hilfiger, come on. I mean, really. Hey, I do want to mention one thing. You know, for all this time, America Online has been providing the bandwidth for this podcast. We're so very grateful. And the guy who set that up, who was really just a big fan, who came to me and said, Leo, your bandwidth, I bet it's killing you. We'd love to provide the bandwidth to put your shows, including the Daily Gizwiz, on the AOL radio, on our podcast channel. Jeffrey Graham.
Jeffrey Graham.
Great guy. And he is no longer at AOL. I don't know if you know that. Well, Time Warner, who I think, owns Mad Magazine.
Yes, they do.
You guys are running up.
They don't know it, but they do.
They don't know it, but they do. You're running up such a big lunch bill. They actually had to lay off 2,000 people at America Online the other day. So,
including Jeffrey?
Including our good friend Jeffrey Graham, I'm sorry to say. He is talented, though, and I'm sure, you know, he's a music guy. That's really his background, working for record labels. That's really what he was doing at AOL. He was programming all those great AOL radio channels, did a great job of it. So he's going to, you know, he'll have no trouble finding work right away.
He'll land on his feet.
Yeah. But we do want to thank Jeff and wish him all the best. He's been so great to us. And, of course, AOL will continue to carry our show. Thanks to Jeff for bringing us in and the guys who are there still who are continuing to carry it. So it's not a sad note. We just wish you all the best.
And, no, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Hey, let's wrap this up and get back together tomorrow. I have a great gadget for tomorrow.
Oh, Turn to Table Tuesday, my favorite.
Yeah. You know the toothpick bird? It's even better. I'm not kidding you. Yeah. You stay tuned. I'm sure it'll be really good.
I may or may not be here.
D-A-I-L. Why? It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.